It's Here and Now. I'm Robin Young. So how is the shutdown hitting cities? Jeremy Hobson takes that up now at contributing station KJZZ in Phoenix. Hi, Jeremy.
Hi, Robin. And I'm joined here in the studio at KJZZ by the mayor of Phoenix, Greg Stanton. He took office last year as mayor of the nation's sixth largest city. He is a Democrat, was on the city council for many years before he was elected mayor. Greg Stanton, thanks so much for coming in.
Happy to be here, Jeremy. Welcome to Heaven, a.k.a. Phoenix, Arizona. You've arrived.
It is great to be here, and it's not even that hot right now. So tell me, first of all, I guess we should say that unlike some other cities like New York and Chicago, the mayor doesn't have total control here. There's a city manager as well.
Correct. Our form of government is unique for big cities. We're the sixth or fifth most populous city, depends on who you talk to, depends on the latest demographic information. But our city is a city manager form of government, which means the mayor and council, we set public policy, we set the budget. But policy is implemented by a city manager, and that city manager does the hiring and firing. So when I become mayor of this large American city, I get to hire wonderful people on my own staff, but the police chief stays the same, public work stays the same, park stays the same. We have a great, clean government here in the city of Phoenix. You don't hear about scandals in the city of Phoenix. We have a AAA credit rating, and that's in part because of our former government.
Well, let's talk about how Phoenix is feeling the government shutdown. It's the sixth largest city, as we said.
Well, first off, we're frustrated. So beyond the immediate impact, we as mayors and people in the city world are just shaking our head at Washington. There is a reason why the polls of Congress is so low, and yet people still have confidence in their city form of government because we solve problems. We try to do it in a bipartisan way. We don't really ask, you know, am I going to score short-term political points if I take this position? It's just you got to get things done for the people of your city. So it's very frustrating. But on the jobs front, you know, we have many federal workers right now who unfortunately are not doing their job and they're furloughed and they're nervous about paycheck-related issues. SBA loans, things like that are shut down.
Small business loans.
FHA, the Federal Housing Administration, the housing market is booming here. When the FHA situation is slowed down, it hurts people. We're worried about human services, people who happen to be on welfare who need those services. If this thing continues to go on, the impact is going to be deeper and deeper and deeper. But also, I would just argue, man, we're the United States of America. People around the world look to us as the leaders of the world, and this is hurting our standing in the world. And members of Congress need to understand that the longer they let this go on, whatever short-term fight they want to have, this is hurting our standing around the world. So as a mayor of a major American city, I'm pretty mad about this.
Do you feel that there's anything that you can do about it, or do you just have to sit back and wait for them to come up with a solution?
Well, I've got a bully pulpit, and I think leaders around the country, both political leaders, nonprofit leaders, the business community, the faith community, we all need to have our voices heard in Washington that the current situation is unacceptable. There should be good arguments in Washington about public policy. That's what Congress is for. But using the threat of a shutdown in order to make public policy, that just doesn't make sense to me. And I think it's unfortunately very, very counterproductive and, again, hurts America's standing in the world.
Your politics, obviously, are very different than the governor of this state, Jan Brewer, a Republican. How do the two of you work together?
Well, look, when it comes to economic development and jobs, we have to work together. The number one thing I could do is to work with our local businesses to help grow our economy. Yes, we have differences when it comes to, for example, immigration. I very much believe that young people who have the recipients of the Deferred Action Program that the president implemented should have driver's license so they can get to their jobs. We do have differences. I actually thought that the passage of 1070 was not a step in the right direction.
The Show Me Your Papers law you're talking about.
Correct. That we ultimately, the diversity that we have here in our community is our strength. We need to embrace that diversity. We need a strong border policy. But in terms of the people that are here, you've got to embrace the people that you have here and create economic opportunity, particularly for those young people, those Dream Act students who are making the right choices, going on to college, serving in the military. Those are our leaders of the future. So instead of passing divisive policy that tells those people we want you to leave, I'd prefer that we pass public policies that say we want you to excel, to advance. Our diversity that we're fortunate to have here, our city is about 50% Latino and growing. We're going to be a majority Latino city. The best thing we can do is embrace that diversity, get those young people on graduating high school, on to college. It's a bilingual population. It's a younger population. To me, that's a formula for successful trade with Mexico, Central America, Latin America. And so my politics is based upon what I really believe is in the best economic interest of the future of our state.
We're speaking with Greg Stanton, the mayor of Phoenix, and you're listening to Here and Now. And Mayor Stanton, people who disagree with you about immigration and think that, there should be maybe not a pathway to citizenship for people who are here illegally point to crime. And I want to ask you about this. The city's overall crime rate is actually higher than the national average. What's that about?
Well, first off, our crime rate, like most major American cities, has gone down significantly. And we have great police officers who do incredible work on a day-to-day basis. They work very closely with neighborhoods. Community policing is part of the ethic of the Phoenix Police Department. And so actually, we have a very good news story to tell on crime. That being said, crime anywhere is unacceptable. So just because crime rate overall is low doesn't mean that we're not going to have a very focused effort on areas that are still overridden with gangs and drugs and other kinds of crime. And so
That what's causing it, though? It's drug related. It might be because of people crossing the border.
First off, we have crime in the city, and we're going to fight the crime in the city no matter where it is. And yes, the issue of border gangs and the drug cartels is an issue in our community, and we need to fight that. By the way, we need to fight that with the feds, the state, the county, and the cities working in an international, a binational way to fight the drug cartels. But no, do I say that immigration is the cause of crime here in the city? No, crime is an issue that has to be fought no matter where it is. And I'm going to support my police chief, who I think is doing an outstanding job.
There has been some criticism that Arizona is not doing as good a job of attracting business as neighboring Texas. Of course, Governor Rick Perry going around to just about any state he can saying, bring your business to Texas. What do you think that is? And what do you think Arizona needs to do to keep bringing people to Phoenix?
Well, my message to Rick Perry is read the Brookings Institution report that said that Phoenix has the fastest growing economy, the fastest number of job creation of any big city in the country. Now, the reality is that we got hammered during that recession. We had an economy that was overly based on real estate and growth. And when the real estate market got hit as hard as it did, it hurt my city very, very badly. We're recovering very strongly in my city, and I feel good about that. But we still need to make smart choices. We need to invest in education. We need to make sure that more of our young people are graduating high school, moving on to college, particularly in science, technology, engineering, math. We need a diverse economy that can really make Phoenix one of the leading economies nationally and internationally. We have to have the people of our city realize that we're really in competition with cities around the country and the world, and we need to get the basics right, if you will, so that we can compete as strongly as possible.
Mayor Stanton, we just have a few seconds left. I just want to ask you, what city do you look to for inspiration?
Oh, I think Denver is doing some great things. Denver. Salt Lake City is doing some great things. I love what Rahm Emanuel is doing in Chicago. So I get my best ideas from cities around the country, and I like to give some of our good ideas what we're doing in Phoenix as well.
Greg Stanton is mayor of Phoenix. Thanks so much for joining us.
Happy to be here.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Lumosity.com, dedicated to improving memory and attention with neuroscience-based games for the brain at Lumosity.com. And Charles River Apparel, over a quarter century of creating apparel for corporations and athletic teams, based in New England and family-owned. Learn more at CharlesRiverApparel.com.